Welcome to whatever episode this is of the podcast we do.
Four.
Is it four?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Four.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So last week we did a Skyrim episode that probably nobody listened to.
Yeah.
and this week we are going to... we're going to talk about the game The Last of Us,
yeah,
which I never played, and I own it, and I was like, oh, we're doing a podcast on this, and I own this, and I made the specific decision to not play in preparation.
Why?
Because I wanted to be on the other side of it, because there has to be people who listen to podcasts about games they never played, and I don't know why, so I figured I would try to learn things from that point of view, and just go in and talk about a game I never played.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I just listened to a podcast about Dark Souls, and I've never played that game, and I learned a lot of cool shit from that, so I definitely agree.
Yeah, so it's actually on you to bring the cool shit. Jesse.
Oh yeah,
because I don't know anything about the game.
Information. I'm stoked. I can't wait for this one to come out.
You want to know why I never played the game? So my wife bought the game for me.
Yeah.
And I looked at the cover, and I assumed it was that shitty Ellen Page game. the one that came out.
Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh, I don't want to play this shitty Ellen Page game. So
That's so great, because it's funny you say that, because there's this guy, his name's Dartigan on YouTube, and he's like, everything wrong with, and then it's just whatever game.
Yeah.
And he's, first quote he says, he goes, I had to go to the IMDb page to make sure that it wasn't another shitty game with Ellen Page in it. You know what I mean?
It's like, you want to know the best part?
Mm.
You know how I learned eventually that it wasn't the shitty Ellen Page game?
Why?
Because I accidentally played another game that turned out to be the shitty Ellen Page game.
That's so awesome.
I played the game that I didn't play The Last of Us because I thought that was it.
I think that game's like a bunch of quick time.
Oh, it's a bunch of bullshit.
I played it for 10 minutes and put it away because not my style.
I beat it because I was bored.
Yeah. Well, I hope you play it after this, because it's easily probably... Even in just my personal top five, but in general, it's hard to have top five video games. You know what I mean? It's like asking someone who plays basketball, who's your top five best favorite players? But just...
Well, I mean, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James.
Yeah, but era. So you're missing, Wilt Chamberlain, Dikembe Mutombo. It's hard.
Actually, Larry Bird was one I was kind of fumbling for. NFL would probably... I don't know enough about basketball to really be...
I don't even
know football, I could sit here and be like, why would you compare Tom Brady and Dan Marino? They played in different eras.
Yeah. I found an authentic Dan Marino jersey at a bar one time, and I tried to return it, and people thought I was just like some idiot kid, so I just threw it over my shoulder and left. I was 16 at the time.
Next time you find another one, bring it here.
I still have it at home, so I'll bring it over. Yeah, it's authentic. I couldn't believe that someone left that behind. But yeah, I'm happy that it wasn't Ellen Page, because Ashley Johnson is fucking awesome. And I just learned that she was in Lionheart with Jean-Claude Van Damme. She plays the baby niece or whatever in it. And I didn't believe it until, I heard her say it.
She's like the cool Ellen Page.
Yeah. Badass.
I mean...
Ellen Page hated on The Last of Us.
I'd rather
hear about
see
all
her
that.
Than Ellen Page.
Probably, because everyone was like, is that you in the game? And
yeah. She was so mad. She's like, they're using my likeness. And that,
came out the same year, too, didn't it? Those two games.
You know what she should be pissed off of? That they used her likeness in that other shitty game.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, we got a few special guests this week. Dean's joining us again.
Hello.
And popping his virginity on this podcast is my good friend Josh Myrina. How you doing, Josh?
Wow, last name and everything.
Yeah, we've said Dean's last name before. They know Dean's last name.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He's had four people try and steal his credit from jokes on them, though.
I'm trying to get rid of my debt here, okay?
They're in foreclosure now.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, thanks for coming.
Now, Josh is qualified to be on here because, unlike some of the people, he actually played this game.
I do want to note we are not discussing the leaks from the second one on here at all.
I might make some up.
Okay. I heard there's this, there's a lot of backlash for some of the choices, I guess.
Because the main character in this one is the Grimace.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yes, from McDonald's.
How old is he now?
30? I don't know.
Did he lose any weight? Because
he had the gastric bypass.
Okay.
Amazing.
But
that's how he's lasted this long?
He hasn't changed his eating habits, though. Still the same.
How old was he back in the day?
30?
For like 50.
He was 30 back then, too. The Grimace doesn't age.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, then. Makes a lot of sense.
I don't think purple blobs age.
I don't know the science on purple blobs, so I wouldn't
be able to. This is going off a little tangent here, but like who was ballsy enough to pitch that as a mascot? Like, hey Bill, what's your big idea for McDonald's? I don't know. I drew this purple lump. Good enough. Throw it on the place game.
Oh man. So I just played the DLC last night, Left Behind.
I was actually going to ask if you went back and played again for this.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I that's probably like the 200th time I beat that game. I remember when I beat it, or whatever, I literally played it 5 times in a row. It was like the first game that I like emotionally reacted to. I don't know. Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of games that came out before, but like, I'm not even saying spoiler alert because it's been out for 7 years, but like, I remember I didn't even know anything about it. I just saw a bunch of people playing it on PS3 one day, and they're like, you gotta play this game, it's awesome, I can't tell you what it's about. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, like, so weird. So I went that day, and I remember I got it because it was a Naughty Dog game, and I'm thinking I'm like gonna climb and jump and all this, and you do none of that in that.
Okay.
Like, there's a scene after the prologue where, like, you see the town for the first time, like, that you're living in a quarantine zone. And I remember, like, okay, so I'm going to, like, climb up this little embanked, like, tarp canopy thing and, like, climb up there. And it's like, no, it's like, they based it off, like, a cordyceps fungus that happens within, like, a bunch of insects where, like, an animal will get infected and it will, like, basically turn into a zombie and infect the other ants of the colony. But the ants are so smart that they'll actually pick the ant up and carry it out of its colony and like dump it off somewhere for it to die. And then they try to go to like the highest point that they can. This is all like while they're infected. And they go to the highest point where they can and they die, and then it germinates or whatever. So then like little tiny spores go up, and that's how like it affects colonies.
Do you think there was a small subset of ants that thought this virus was a hoax?
Probably. At least 1/4 of the colony. That's so good. But yeah, I mean, and then they grow like those sprouts or whatever. It's insane. Yeah.
So it wasn't a game like you were. I'll ask all of you this. This wasn't a game that like you were like following for months and were like, oh, I can't wait for shitty Ellen Page game to come. What about you guys? Was it like a game you were aware of, or just kind of something new?
I found out because of him, really, and I watched him play most of it before I played it myself.
Okay.
I totally forget how I got it. Actually, I think it might have been free on the PS4.
Oh, so you played it recently, because that was like 6 months ago that came out.
Well, maybe not then.
For free. No, it was on the Plus.
I mean, somebody told me about it at some point, at any rate. I can't remember, but yeah. Picked it up, played it. My wife played it. She doesn't play a lot of games, but...
Well, okay, then now I'm thinking maybe I do have to play it, because Amanda does not play a lot of games, but when she plays games, they're usually ones I like.
Yeah, and it's got to be story-driven and somewhat modern, and... she liked it. I liked it really good.
I think that's why I liked it so much, because there was a very strong story-driven aspect, but still the gameplay was strong itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So like it was very well-rounded, I think.
It was one of those ones where like I didn't feel like a powerhouse. Like I play on it easy, then yes, you feel like a powerhouse, but like I remember being on normal, just like any altercation or scenario, you like really had to think about what you had to do in that game. Like, you really had to be strategic. Yeah.
So
no ammo.
Explain to me like the what is the game kind of like? I'm assuming it's not like the other Ellen Page game where I played.
Way better. Third person. So, okay. And then like the UI, like to select your weapons and stuff, it's all D-pad.
Well, so is this it's third person? Is it a shooter? Is it a RPG?
Like action survival shooter.
Okay.
It's more. I can never say it right. Linear. Okay. So just like,
so it's not like open world or sandbox. It's
like there's little things to discover in every area, but it's always pointing you.
Okay.
You know, just without you level design, it's pushing you in one direction.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? But in between that, like, you know, you're going from one area to another and you go through a lobby of like a hotel and you can like go into the bathrooms and like pick up things because for some reason people leave half broken scissors and drawers and stuff like that.
You don't do that?
Just, no, not at all.
Just like safety scissors and Gideon Bibles everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But, sounds like my house.
Like,
yeah, that part of your house is weird. Although I did find $100 in one of those Gideon Bibles.
Oh my God.
I think I put it there the last time because I was like, oh, does this Gideon Bible not have $100? And I slipped it in there. And then the next time I came over and shook it, and there was $100, and it made my day.
You know, Gideon is actually the name of the baby that Jigsaw's wife was carrying when she lost the baby in Saw. They named it Gideon.
They named the baby that they lost Gideon?
Yeah, so
like, why would you
okay,
do
so
that?
This is how Jigsaw became Jigsaw. His girlfriend or wife at the time was working at one of those like drug, like where my wife works now, at a drug rehabilitation center. So she was giving out medicine to mental patients, and one of the patients said he forgot his jacket and it was just a ploy to get in and steal drugs, and he like pushed the door open on her and it like hit her belly, and that's for some reason how he became Jigsaw.
Was Gideon was Gideon played by Ellen Page?
Yeah, A Pool of Blood was played by Ellen. Oh my God! No, the puppet is played by Ellen Page.
Okay,
riding in on the bicycle.
It's full circle. This isn't off track.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Ellen Page, there is a movie where I saw her get shot in the head very violently.
I need you to write the name of that movie down.
You might actually like it. In all honesty,
all right.
This is just a ploy to talk about Ellen Page.
Wait, yeah, which one's Ellen Page?
Ellen.
The
Ellen.
One in that shitty game.
All right, so what else?
She was also in a shitty movie. Yeah.
So did you ever see Juno?
No.
Oh, I forgot.
I'll look her up.
She's that girl who kind of looks like Natalie Portman, but not really.
Version.
And who like talks really like sarcastically and fast, and she was in a video game. She looks like the girl from The Last of Us, but it's not her, apparently. Yeah. So I've been told.
Well, right now, Naughty Dog's dealing with a plagiarism issue with the trailer they just launched. It's like a TV one, so like the graphics look way better for some reason. It's like a movie, almost. And, yeah, I guess in the song, she hums at the end, and this girl is like, you copied the hum from... So they covered a cover, and the person that made the original cover is saying that they used blatantly, like, a hum at the end of it. It's just like, are you
crazy
kidding me? Like, I just don't get it.
I think they need to do the Vanilla Ice defense.
Yes. Yep. That's the only way to solve it. I mean... Because it's just so crazy.
There's a lot of that going around, though. Sony just got sued by Australia, and they have to pay them like $3
for misleading.
Wait, by the country of Australia?
Yeah.
The continent. Continent? It's both.
Both. They're that awesome. And
so,
they can sue Sony, apparently.
So why are they suing Sony?
It had to do with misleading information with their return policies or something like that, I think. I didn't read the whole thing. It was a quick glimpse, but it had to do with misleading information.
I stopped listening a few seconds in. I'm just going to assume for besmirching the name of Steve Irwin.
Yeah,
sounds
accurate.
It.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah.
So is there like a game you would compare Last of Us to? Because I know you mentioned, you know, Naughty Dog, and you started talking about climbing, and obviously the Drake games.
Yeah.
Uncharted. How did I forget the name of Uncharted?
I don't know. I didn't even, like,
maybe,
catch it right away.
Maybe, like, a Resident Evil, but less creepy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, maybe?
Mm-hmm. And not as much hallway-ish as, like, the original ones were.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
But that's sort of, when you were talking about the linear, that's sort of, like, there's a very specific kind of path
it's just
for you
like,
to follow.
It's, yeah, literally, like, just... Imagine leaving your basement and walking out your front door. Like, you could go to the living room, you can go to the dining room, you can go... It's like that. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But your overall objective is to go out the door.
Gotcha.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No. I've gotcha.
It's like halfway open world. Yeah. Where you have small segments.
There's not like a thieves guild in the bathroom
where you have to do 150 missions just to finish one. I still have post-traumatic Skyrim disorder because of that. It's pissed me off. It takes so long. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, just to say one thing about Last of Us that I really liked was how the combat, when you got into an altercation of any kind, there's been a lot of games that talk about how, like, you're fully interactive with the environment where you hit a button and it'll, you know, smash the guy's face into a desk. This game actually delivered on that.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there's a couple times where, like, intense. If someone's in trouble and they're near, like, a wall, like he's saying, or, like, this desk, like, say Ellie's getting attacked, you can literally, like, run over, and when you hit the melee button, he'll grab his head and, like, slam it against the thing until it's, like, brains.
Nice.
Or, like, you know, he'll, like, do that last, you're doing, like, a melee sequence, and he'll do that last punch and just, like, forearm press against their throat, like, against the wall, and just, like, mush him, like he's saying, or, like...
Yeah, it just felt like, it just, the combat doesn't, it's not like one of those games where you swing and it's like, oh, I didn't actually hit anything. No.
Yeah.
Every time you hit, and it's like, I think it's one button for melee.
Square.
Mostly. Yeah. And it's like, every time, it's not like I'm just jabbing, like, you know, a straight punch every single, everything is...
Like just, context sensitive.
Yeah,
and...
context sensitive, very alive. And it was really fun to play in that sense because it was like watching this story unfold, and it really was like that immersion sense where everything was just so fluid and it just flowed so well entire game.
You could combo like, it took me a while to figure this out because normally you would just go and like you'd have one weapon, you'd like kill someone with a gun and then you had your brick and your 2x4. Like this one you could literally utilize, like, so you get a melee weapon and you only get like 4 hits. So say like I have 1 hit left on that melee weapon. I can literally like throw a brick at a guy. It'll hit him, stun him enough so where I can like run up and hit him one more time. And then he'll fall to the ground on his knees and you could point a gun at to him and he'll be like, no, please don't, no. And you're just like, yes, boom. You could do that. And then
can you show him mercy?
No. Yeah, but then they just get up and try to attack you afterwards.
That seems like a really bad tactic.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, get up. Alright, I'm like, come after you again, even though
hey, this person beat the shit out of me and got me to the point where they had me at, like, execution, point-blank range, and now they're nice enough to let me go. I should try this again.
Yeah. It was so intense.
Like, at that point, you just leave.
Yeah.
I thought the balance for its genre was pretty good, too. Like, you see a lot of stuff that's supposed to be, like, a zombie-type thing like that, where it's, you know, a similar idea. And, like The Walking Dead, that mostly focuses on people turning against each other. It really doesn't focus on actual zombies as much as you think if you watch it. But I think this game had a great balance, and it did kind of focus more on the zombies themselves.
You had multiple threats, too, not just the infected,
like,
but
yeah.
Like hunters and
so
people.
Anytime
they were brought in, it felt like
this.
It made sense,
there
too,
are
though.
Yeah.
Like, it made sense.
There are no zombies in that, because isn't a zombie someone that dies, and then...
Okay, so it's a zombie-like
virus. Yeah, it's not
like,
necessarily, but it's similar.
By either inhaling the spores from when somebody germinates, because throughout the game you'll see infected that are dead, and then, like, if I died right here, infected, like, the whole... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be covered in, like, all that weird...
So
shit.
Where did this disease come from?
It would grow like a mold.
So, in the game...
China,
have
right?
To...
Came from China.
Yeah, Wuhan.
Pretty sure all viruses come from Wuhan.
Yeah. It says it right in the newspaper. No, in the beginning of the game, if you're explorative enough and you actually read the newspaper, it, like I was telling you before, it comes from insects. It's a real thing.
Yeah,
it happens there.
Yeah, the ants thing.
But there's a newspaper where... It says contaminated crops leads to 100,000 virus, blah, blah, blah. So basically, the virus infected some crops in which people ate at restaurants and stuff like that, and that's how everyone started getting sick.
And this is why I don't eat vegetables.
And it is crazy,
like,
too, because...
Ebola.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's based on, like, real science. It's just something that, in the game, transferred from the insects to humans.
They literally watched a BBC video and were like,
yeah,
we need to make a game
you can.
Seriously?
Yeah, really interesting.
The original thought for that game was based off of a comic called The Turning that he originally wrote in 2004, and it was rejected by a couple people, so it was just one of those things that he put in his back pocket. Then Neil Druckmann, the guy I'm talking about, the director of the game, was working, got a job at Naughty Dog, started working on the Uncharted 1, and then he had like more creative freedom in Uncharted 2. After Uncharted 2, they split up into two teams because people wanted to work on something other than Uncharted. They already had three, like, you know, ready to go. So then they split up teams and people worked on Uncharted 3 while they finally put the game together for The Last of Us. And I think it was originally supposed to be, it was very, like, I don't know what the black misogynistic, like, it was only supposed to be, like, women were supposed to get infected, and it was supposed to be about this story between this guy and this girl. And, like, it was, like, basically, like, this cop had a heart condition, and any time that heart condition would come into play, you would switch characters, and then you would have to take care of this girl.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And, like, that was the original.
So you didn't actually play as Ellen Page?
No. No.
Which I want to pick, like, fake Ellen Page's character's name is Ellie?
Yeah.
Like, did they not...
I know.
Did they not see that?
I don't understand that at all. But then, like, I was listening to a keynote recently, and, like, he's like, basically, the comic at the time was a ripoff of our favorite game, Eco, and, like, a couple other things. So, I just think he's got a lot of inspiration from other things. Like, if you play a Hideo Kojima game, there's a lot of references to David Bowie and, like, you know, all the, like, Snake Plissken, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, stuff like that, just, like, I don't know. It's just crazy. I wonder how the people feel, like, I'm so happy that they rejected it. Like, imagine he brings that comic and it just becomes a comic and we never get the game. Maybe he goes in, like, a whole different direction. And, like, so I'm almost, like, I'm happy for your failure. But
so I know we're not going to get too much into, like, the leaks and stuff like that. But there is quite a bit of backlash about the second game. What do you know about that?
Any
of you?
The one thing that I know... I can't even say it, but I was pissed off because I was looking up a trailer and it's like the autofill thing came up and it was like Last of Us blah 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 scene, and I'm like, fuck. But it's just like literally the next day Neil went on there and he goes, listen, regardless of what you may have heard, I do not kiss guys. Name the movie.
He's playing
I want to say Old School.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Jane Silent Bob. Why did I not know that? Why am I thinking Old School?
All right, so...
I'm thinking of a different joke.
Regardless of what you may have heard...
That took too long.
Yeah. Like, it's not... You know, the game's going to speak for itself.
Yeah.
I do know that there is some sort of, like... People were mad about the trailer, about the two girls kissing.
I did see something about, like, they worked pretty heavily with Anita Sarkeesian on some stuff. And I saw that and I was like, oh, maybe I don't want to play this.
I did look up a lot of the spoilers and theories and all that going around and a lot of the controversy. I'm not going to say much because I don't want to spoil anything. People are worried that certain aspects of it are going to be kind of woke or whatever.
Yeah, and
I personally am not worried about that, though.
No?
I get the feeling that they care enough about the story to actually focus on the story, and they're just details that they think fit in.
Got it, okay.
That's my instinct, who knows?
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not opposed to diversity. I think, you know, races, genders, things should be represented, you know, in a positive light. But I think sometimes in pop culture we kind of get to the point where, like, things get ham-fisted and forced just for the sake of doing it when it doesn't make any sort of sense to the story.
Brie Larson! Excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, kind of, you know. Yeah. I mean, Marvel's a big thing, you know. Captain Marvel is, for some reason, like, the strongest Avenger, even though storyline-wise it doesn't make sense. She has the power of one of the, you know, Infinity Stones, so naturally she's stronger than the guy who has that one and the other five. Like, what? That, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
You know? You know, or, like, the Fantastic Four movies where, you know, they decided that they were going to make, you know, Johnny Storm a black dude, great, fine, but, like, his sister is still white for and some reason, they and never, they don't address
they
it?
They never gave any explanation. Like, if they gave a family history and it had purpose to the story, where, like, there was, you know, adoption or marriage or something, like...
Right.
It, without that, it doesn't make sense. It's jarring.
I actually read it's somewhere that they...
It seems forced.
I read somewhere that they actually pitched for Sue Storm to be black, too, which, in that case, okay, it makes sense. Like, you know, if you think the best... actors for the job are, you know, people of a different color than the original character, great. But when you're like, hey, we want to cast this character as black, all right, I'm all for it, let's do it. And his biological sister, whoa, now you're taking things too far. The sister stays white and the brother can be black. Like, that doesn't make sense.
I genuinely think they were intentionally trying to ruin that movie, though.
They had to have been.
Like, there are so many choices about that movie.
We are so far off topic. Which movie are we talking about?
I don't know if I've seen this.
Fantastic Four.
Isn't that the one with Chris Evans as Johnny Storm?
No, this was after all that. They tried to reboot it after all that.
Yeah, yeah, no. This is the one where they spelled Fantastic, like, instead of A's, it was fours. And someone was like, this is clever. Put it on a poster.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Yeah, we are.
So there's a bunch of fours. Like, why is there so many fours?
Like, there's not even the word fantastic anymore. This is just a bunch of fours. Oh. All right, back to LA Page.
Yeah, I like, knowing all the leaks and theories and rumors and all that, though, it actually got me more excited for the game, despite some of the people's concerns, because there are... If what I... know what I've read and all that is correct, I think some of the choices that they're making, this would be one of the few types of stories and genres that it would fit really well in.
Yeah, I mean, if it fits, it fits.
Look, yeah.
I don't know why people are worried. I don't think you can find a single example of a game that caliber that then has a sequel that isn't even better than the original.
Especially from Naughty Dog. Like.
Well, it's interesting, though, because they said part of their target with this is to divide fans. So they're kind of... It seems like they're going for controversial.
That's something they want to do?
Well, they said, like, the it without... Okay, I'll try not to give any information. But they basically said there's a theme to the whole story in the game. Do you want to know the theme?
Really, Jesse, do we? Okay, all right then.
Okay, we
won't do
it's
it.
About
then.
Like revenge or whatever. Then but
yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. Literally, that was all I was gonna say.
Literally, there's make a theme. They make it obvious in the trailer.
Okay, yeah. So that's that's kind of, they said that's a big part of it, and they aimed for it to be very intense. So I think they're not worried about how people are gonna perceive it, because they know the reactions alone, whether positive or negative, it's part of the experience. You know?
Well, that's what I like. They don't just do anything because they know it's going to make people happy.
That's why I have faith. Right, they're going to do it to
And that's good. As long as you're kind of like focusing in on the story and that's above all.
That's why I have faith in it, though. I think I actually got pretty excited when I started reading all the leaks and everything.
I'm going to have to play this one, aren't I?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yep.
It's Annie one of...
Annie Wershing. You know who that is?
Who?
Annie Wershing.
No.
She's in a bunch of shows, like 24, I always say a bunch of shows and I can only remember one. She's one of, like, the first other characters you meet. She plays Tess, and that was, like, super intense. The opening scene in that game, before you even get to the title screen, the daughter dies. I remember, like, I brought that game home and played that, and I was like, oh, shit, like, that
And the, really the daughter me... is not Ellen Page.
No, she is... Dakota Fanning.
What? Dakota Fanning was in this too?
She's literally, like, the actress that plays her literally is like a young Dakota Fanning. It's insane. Her name's Sarah Hayes or something like that, yeah. But, yeah, it's a story about this guy who loses his daughter because of the infection in the military. They're, like, trying to get away, and you have, in your opening scene, you're carrying your daughter because you're trying to get away, and you get T-boned by another car, and the car flips.
Okay.
You guys all miraculously get out without a scratch, but somehow your daughter breaks her leg. You pick her up, and you're running through, like, town, and everything's going, like, buildings are on fire. People are screaming. Like, I remember I was running, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm thinking I gotta go to this gas station, and I, like, go to the gas station out of nowhere. This car just comes out of control and crashes directly into the freaking gas pump and everything explodes because the guy must have got infected or whatever. But it's like they do shit.
Or it was just Jake driving.
Yeah, exactly. They do shit where like an ambulance passes you or whatever, like in front of you, and they're going that same direction. And like later on, that ambulance, you're like running away from infected with your daughter, and that ambulance is like rolled over, and an infected guy's crawling out of it. Like, it's just insane.
Yeah.
But your daughter dies after getting shot, and then he has to smuggle Ellie from Boston all the way to Salt Lake City, Utah. And yeah, it's like,
so she's not your daughter.
Not Ellie, no.
Okay.
No. Because then the story wouldn't have anywhere to go. Like, of course you would be able to want to do everything for your daughter.
That's kind of like the purpose of it, is like the main character, because he lost his daughter, he feels a connection to this young girl he found, he feels the need to protect.
Yeah. Right.
So it's kind of like that similarity.
And it makes it not creepy, because normally if an old man had some weird attraction to a young woman, that would be frowned upon.
Oh, well, unless he was running for president on either side, and then it'd be cool.
That did go pretty well, apparently. Unfortunately.
I have to remind myself this isn't a political podcast sometimes.
Yeah. That's okay.
So...
a lot of shit going on. So. But it's a story, like, you're not automatically, like, drawn to this person at first. Like, it's a... things happen where they get you emotionally invested, like, through a process. So, like, I felt like Joel, like, okay, I gotta fucking drag this kid around, like, let's go. And, like, certain things happen, and you end up, like, having this bond.
She, like, draws a turkey hand for Thanksgiving.
I guess so. And I don't know, man.
It's one of those where, like, the story is really well put together to where you're not, you don't really have moments, from what I remember playing it. Like, I didn't have moments where I was sitting there like, wait, why are they doing that again? Like, everything seems clear. Like, there's intention and purpose. Everybody has their role. Like, it's a really well-structured story, I think. Like, that's what I remember.
Yeah.
And it really does. It has progression. Like, I don't remember it feeling like it dragged. I was into it pretty good.
So, is there... so, you're taking this girl from... Boston to Utah, you said?
Yeah, you don't know that you're going that far, but yeah, that's okay. The end.
So along this journey, are you just fighting off people who are infected with this disease, or is there some other sort of antagonist?
No, you run into these, like, they're called, like, hunters, so, like, you don't really see it at first, but you get to the second portion of the game where you go to Pittsburgh and you're driving, and, you get ambushed by these people and you fend them off or whatever, and as you go through your journey you find out, like, it's this big group of people that whenever other people from the outside come in, they kill them, and they just take anything, clothes, shoes. Like, you get to this part where you're like, you jump over this little, like, I don't know, some wall or something, and you climb through it, and there's these two people that, like, you're looking out a window and you hear this guy go, "Keep running," and they get shot from behind. And this, like, big military truck pulls up that these people, like, killed military people and stole the truck from them. And it has a gun mounted on top. And they get out. He's like, "Oh, pair of shoes." You know what I mean? They're just, like, there to, like, scavenge and hold down the city. And you have to, like, fight through them. So, yeah, you fight people. And then you meet cannibals, like, later in the game.
Oh, no.
It gets gnarly. Like...
Are the cannibals also in Pennsylvania?
No. Okay. At this point, I think you're in, like, it's Colorado is when, like, Joel gets hurt, and then it just cuts out, and then you're playing as Ellie all of a sudden. And you have this portion where you meet this guy, David, who is the head of that cannibalistic group. You guys work together, and then there's this thing, he's like, "Yeah, you know, this winter's been harsh. I sent a bunch of men out for supplies, and they all got slaughtered by some guy walking around with a little girl." And... she's like, "Oh, fuck this," and, like, you know, points a gun to him. They ended up together because Ellie was hunting a deer, and she kills the deer. When they get to it, like, David comes out of the woods or whatever, and they meet and they talk. And she was like, "Okay, well, Joel..." She doesn't tell David this, but Joel gets impaled, and she's looking for any, like, sort of antibiotics. So she's like, "All right, I'll give you the deer if you give me the antibiotic. So David sends his partner to go get it, and then you get into this big fight with an infected. You know, the guy comes back, and you get your stuff, and you know, help Joel out. But it's easily one of the most, like, it was so intense. Like, I remember when I finally got back to Ellie, like, I was in tears. That game literally made me cry twice.
Oh, jeez.
Twice. And I never, nothing affects me, but there's a death with Henry and Sam, the two kids that you meet in Pittsburgh. I don't know if you remember.
I can't remember.
But you meet this young kid who's Ellie's age, 14, and then an older guy who's a little younger than Joel, maybe like in his late 20s, Henry and Sam. And you go through this journey through Pittsburgh to get to this radio tower. Like, you go through sewers, you fight through infected, all this stuff. And you finally get to the end. You do, like, this little sniper situation. And you fend everybody off. You kill the guy that's in the military truck. He tries to come out with a Molotov, and you pop him and, you know, destroy the truck. Why not just kill the guys and take the truck, and then you don't have this bullshit for the rest of the game? I don't get it. But that's video games. But, yeah, the little kid gets bitten.
And oh, that's right.
Yeah, they don't know it. So then when Ellie goes to wake him up in the morning, Sam attacks Ellie because he's infected. So Henry kills Sam, and then he has this point where he's like pointing the gun at Joel, and he's like, this is your fault. This is all your fault. And people think that he's saying it to Joel, but he's saying it to himself. He's like, internalizing. It's my fault. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, with no warning at all, he just turns the gun on himself and kills himself. And then it goes black with music for like 30 seconds, and then you're off onto the next part of the game.
Oh, jeez.
It's so intense.
It's, like, yeah, very intense.
There's no time to recover after, like, you know, after that part.
Yeah.
I mean, when your daughter dies, they have the intro there because it's so shocking that they, like, need time to process that.
I don't know if it's your wife or some woman that's your friend die early on too.
Yeah, Tess. Your smuggling partner. She gets bitten and then she doesn't want to get infected. So the military catches up to you and you guys split off and she holds them off for a minute. And I was watching Boundary Break, and he's like, nothing happens. And they show like a cut scene. They could take the camera anywhere they want. So when you run out with Joel, you're thinking that Tess gets into a gunfight and you die, or she dies, so you hear her scream. But in reality, when you leave, he brings the camera to, like, the moment you leave, she just drops. There's no gunfight, like, the soldiers just come in and she's already dead. She's like, she killed two of my men, like, and they just, like, appear out of nowhere. So there's no real gunfight off screen, because obviously that'd be a waste of resources. But
right.
Yeah, and she was played by Annie Wershing. If you could look that up, Dean, there's probably some stuff. She played somebody on 24 and another one, I think it starts with a B, I don't know. But yeah, this had a lot of, Gustavo Santaolalla did the music for it. He's like a 2-time Oscar winner for best soundtrack. I didn't know who he was at all, but he's doing the soundtrack for the second one. Troy Baker, everyone I hope knows who that is. He literally plays plays the Joker. In
Arkham?
Yeah.
The newest Arkham game, yeah. Right?
He plays the guy from Infamous 2. He plays one of the...
Oh, Cole?
Yeah, the main character with the beanie and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that character is based after Troy Baker.
Okay.
And then Troy's in Advanced Warfare with Kevin Spacey.
Oh, jeez.
He's in a lot of games. He plays the main character in Bioshock. All three of them.
Oh.
Yeah. Troy Baker. He's like
busy dude.
Yeah, if you look him up, you'd be surprised. He's in a ton of stuff that I know you probably know and love. Yeah. You don't even realize.
He plays Joel, and he looks nothing like him. Like, it's so crazy. Like, the voice that he made for that was, like, perfect. I don't think anybody could have done
it was any better.
Like, that game went Game of the Year, got remastered. They did a...
So when you're in the Pittsburgh area, right, and you're fighting the infected people, how do you tell the difference between an infected human and a regular Pittsburgh Steelers fan?
They're virtually identical.
I was gonna say!
Virtually identical, especially it's like after game, too, because they're all like, whoa.
Ben is still elite. No, he's not! Put him out of his misery!
Our sponsor for next week, you guys will find out about him, Tony. He's a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so he's gonna love that. Oh, that's great. And if my in-laws are listening right now, just remember my Philadelphia Eagles beat the New England Patriots 41-33 to win the Super Bowl.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I always got to remind them.
It was a good day.
I'm actually a Dolphins fan. I'm pretty happy with the last time they played.
Yeah, I was there.
That's right, you were at that game.
That's right,
weren't
you? I saw Brady's last throw as a New England Patriot. That's
crazy. Well, in regular season.
Pick six. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, it was against the Titans. Yeah, we got the pick six. So we get out of Pittsburgh, we go to Colorado, we fight cannibals, we run into David Miscavige, the leader of Scientology, who is also a cannibal. So I'm guessing there's probably, if we're going to Utah, there's probably not a whole lot after Colorado, right?
Yeah, so basically, that's the end part. Like, you get her all the way there, and then basically, Joel has become so attached that he is literally willing to kill anybody who is a threat to Ellie. So, you finally get, something happens where you're like, you're crossing like this water, I don't know, it's like this, you're in this tunnel and it got flooded. And it's like rushing water or whatever, and you try to cross this bus, and Joel is obviously, wait, he like jumps down on it, and the bus like moves, and he gets stuck inside of it. Ellie tries to get you out, but the bus tips over, and anyways, Ellie gets knocked out, and you have to like get her out from underwater, because she doesn't know how to swim, even if she was awake, but you get there and they don't know who you are, so they knock you out or whatever, and you wake up in a hospital bed and they're like, yep, she's fine, but like, you know, she's being prepped for surgery, and basically they're saying that she has to die for them to extract what, because she gets bit, and I forgot if I mentioned this.
She's
immune. Like,
she's immune.
Yeah. So she gets,
that's kind of the big thing of the game is
that's why you have to bring her.
I didn't mention that.
That's why you have to.
Okay, I had no idea why we were going there. I just assumed she was Mormon and they were bringing her back.
You go cross country just like.
Man, we're just offending everyone today on this one. Pittsburgh Steelers fans, the Mormons, the Scientologists.
Yep.
Ellen Page.
I was thinking in my head earlier, I'm like, I hope she never randomly finds this podcast somewhere. I hope she does.
Yeah, well, yeah, I definitely hope Ellen Page finds a spot. Yeah.
But yeah, you're trying to get the cure. There's a conversation that a lot of people miss when you're in. You go through this college.
Like tweet at her and be like, Ellen Page, I played that shitty game you were in. Yeah. Listen to my podcast and pay me back. Sorry, Jessica.
You mean you haven't played
it?
No, I did play that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that was I didn't play this game because I thought it was the shitty Ellen Page game, and then I ended up playing the shitty Ellen Page game by accident, and that's how we found out Last of Us wasn't the shitty Ellen Page game.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Looking at
that shitty game.
Oh, Beyond. Yeah. What's it? Beyond Souls.
Beyond Two Souls. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, yeah, it's like Ellen Page and like she. Like absorbed her twin in utero and killed him, but like somehow, like she has like this spiritual.
That's
connection.
Like one of those like choose your own adventures, but it's a video game,
right? Yeah, like Heavy Rain or like Indigo Prophecy,
Detroit or something, right?
Yeah, it's one of those like you're at the birthday party, like press the right stick to blow out the candles.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It was a really bad game. I don't know why I played it.
So the movie where she gets shot in the head is called Super.
Okay, well, spoilers.
Oh, sorry.
So we get her to Utah. So are they like, I'm assuming they're trying to make like some sort of serum to
save humanity.
Yeah. Joel doesn't let that happen.
Yeah,
because would they have to kill her to make the serum?
That's what they say. Yeah.
He was like, yeah, find someone else.
So how many people are?
So he basically dooms the human race.
What a dick.
Yeah. Literally, as I'm, it's crazy because I remember I was so attached to the player that I was like, yes, I need to get her back. Fuck, like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want her to die. And then I played it again, and I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah!
That's one thing I'm curious about, though, is how, like, because there has to be more. If they're doing a sequel, that has to be part of it, right? That aspect?
Well, yeah. You said there was DLC. Because
the character's
too, right?
In it.
Yeah, but that's. Yeah, it goes. I'm confused right
Isn't the DLC like a prequel where you just play as Ellie or something?
Oh, both. So, you just play as Ellie, but one of it is you... At the end of the game, she talks about when she got bit, she was with a friend. Her name is Riley. You go back, and you're, like, going through this mall with Riley, and you guys get bit, and that's how, like, that's her origin story. But you go back and forth with, basically, Joel gets impaled. We're going through that college. Yep. He gets impaled. And in the actual full game, before the DLC comes out, it's like, that scene ends where she's like, Joel, wake up. All of a sudden, you're just Ellie with a bow, and you're with David, and you get the penicillin, and you help Joel, and then he eventually recovers. We don't know what happened in between that. This DLC highlights what happened. So you go to this mall, and you find this downed military helicopter, and it has a suture kit in it. So she, like, literally stitched it up. Ellie went to military preparatory school, so she knows how to do all this shit. It's like... They teach kids all that stuff, because in that world, they want them to become soldiers. You know what I mean? To help, you know, keep the government for what's left. You know?
So what do we, aside from leaks and spoilers, what do we know about the second game? Who are we playing as?
Ellie's the main character. Sorry, go ahead.
That was my point before, though, is like, since she's returning... There has to be an aspect to her being immune that would carry over, right?
You'd think.
That's what I'm most curious about. Though.
It's supposed to be a big secret. Nobody knows but Joel. But then I noticed, like, the first gameplay sequence that they shared with us for The Last of Us 2, she's wearing short sleeves in a public place. She does have a tattoo, and I don't know if that's supposed to cover it or if it just the bite healed or whatever, so that's an answer I want to know. Oh, and then also in the trailers, there's shots of the old game that are rendered in the new. So
okay.
I'm thinking that you go back to the ending of the first game.
Gotcha.
And then I do know that they have a Hotline Miami camp Easter egg that was in the latest gameplay trailer. You are sneaking up behind this girl who's playing and has headphones on so she can't hear you, and she puts her hands up and she has a PS Vita and she's playing Hotline Miami on it. Yeah, it's sick. But yeah, I don't know anything else. I do know a character in there, his name is Jesse, but he doesn't look anything like me, so I'm kind of pissed.
Well, Jesse's all have to look a very specific way.
Yeah. Blue eyes, preferably glasses, and an orange Super Nintendo hat, and I would have been happy.
Seriously. Or Uncle Jesse from Full House. Yeah. Either one, I would have been okay with.
That's what I'm saying. I'm waiting for all my, like, you know, my child to grow up, my in-laws too, and I'm just going to start a band, Jesse and the Rippers, just like in the show. I can play guitar, so I mean, I just need a drummer and a bassist.
I think we need a video game based off of 1990s Full House. Not that Fuller House bullshit, right? I don't want adult Kimmy Gibbler.
Oh, I hate that. Ugh, horrible. But yeah, this has been like the most off-track podcast episode we've ever done.
I'm sorry.
It's my fault because I didn't bother to play the game.
Nope, it's because I'm here.
We drift off into weird game ideas, like a text-based version of Boy Meets World.
Yeah. So, for those of you who played it, which is everybody but me, scale of 1 to 7. Why not? Let's be weird. Yeah. Scale of 1 to 7. What do you give?
The Last of Us?
Yeah.
First game rating?
Yeah.
7. Like, the full... If we're doing 1 out of 7?
Yeah, 1 out of 7.
707. It was just the first game, like I said, that pulled at me emotionally, and like I was invested in the characters. Like, I love Metal Gear Solid, don't get me wrong, but I've literally been counting down the days. Like, literally. I haven't done that since my wedding day. Like, I'm just so... That game was so good, man. Just play it. Like, that's all I can tell you. Like, you're missing out, for real. All
right, I'm gonna play it. What about you, Josh? 1 out of 7.
I'm going to go...
How many out of 7?
I'm going to go 6.9.
6.9. Okay.
That's like an IGN score. Right,
I like it. No, I see what he's doing there.
Yeah. What score can be better than that? I don't know.
You know what? That's... 6.9 is the highest on our scale.
How about that? That's our own scale from now on. That's
it's 1 to 7, but 6.9 is the highest. And, like, 7 is a notch below 6.9.
And 420 is the halfway mark.
Yes, that's a perfect...
Perfect.
4.2 is...
Perfect average.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I've contributed to your podcast in more ways than I have ever intended. But no, it was really good. The only game that I've ever played that I think was maybe a smidge better was Farming Simulator 19.
I gotta say, I really enjoyed that.
I'm
not kidding. I've been playing that, and it's awesome.
I mean, it was a joke, but I seriously have been playing it, so...
It's weird, because I thought I was going to hate
it. In
fact, your
next podcast should be on Farming Simulator 19.
I mean, I didn't play that either.
It's educational. I learned a lot playing it, in all honesty. That's why I enjoyed it. I felt like I learned a lot.
Did you learn that organic pesticide is just as or more dangerous than genetically modified synthetic ones?
Yes.
I think that's probably as good a spot as any to put a bow on this one. So thank you for joining us and putting up with me being completely stupid and just deciding not to play the game we were going to talk about. But I hope, if nothing else, it was entertaining. Join us next week when we talk about Barbie Farming Simulator 2K19.
Game of the year.